Om Shanti. Please put on your headphones. Aaj hum sab bahut bahut
today we are all highly fortunate because in our midst beloved Dadi Gulzar is present. So on behalf of all double foreigners and Gyan Sarovar, wave with one hand and we welcome Dadi. The topic today is very special. Jen Tiben is going to be asking questions to Dadi on the subject of the Golden Age and how the elements of matter will be in the Golden Age. Dadi will give us the answers and clarify all this so that we understand well how we will live in the natural environment there.
Om Shanti.
You all are aware that since childhood until today, Dadi has had the special role of visions and trance, going to the subtle regions, seeing the Golden Age scenes, and clarifying so many things about Baba, but especially she clarifies the deep secrets of the Golden Age. This is Dadi's special fortune, and it is our fortune today that Dadi is going to speak with us about all these things and clarify many questions. So Dadi, the first question is, how is a deity in relationship with their body? Do they feel that the body is a gift or a wonder? Or do they consider it as an instrument and move ahead that way? Dadi says, all of you are going to become the masters of matter, and our special work at this time is to purify matter. How will matter be? You want to know. One is that matter will be satoguni, completely pure, and due to this, there will not be any kind of illnesses or deformities, ugliness. They understand matter that just as I am a soul, I am the master of this matter, and as a master, when someone is the true master, then those who serve that master serve with great love and cooperation in the same way. We remain in the consciousness of being the master of matter, and so automatically we work with matter with a lot of love, and matter understands we are the masters and never gives us any difficulty or deception. The gentleman is asking, will there ever be tiredness? That he says, tiredness only happens when there's some reason, but there could never be any question of having to work too hard or strive too much or have any illnesses or get any problem from anyone. Even in the mind, these are the causes of tiredness. But because the master of matter is happy and matter is happy, there are no problems like tiredness. These questions were about the soul and the body, and now the soul and the external environment. Now, we sometimes make food in a yogic stage, and the fruits and vegetables so what would be the influence on us, of us, on the fruits and vegetables and vegetation? So will we have some special relationship, like we look at our food and with drishti and everything? So that he says, because we are the masters, the elements of matter receive fruit of our yoga. Matter is automatically pure, so it acts in a very perfect way, and because we are satopradhan, we are the masters, and so we use matter very well. We are not under the influence of matter, but we operate it with this feeling of mastery. Will we have a special relationship with the sun or the water or the air? Dadi says, we will use it. We have to use the elements of matter there because there's always a connection between the soul and matter. So the soul is never under the influence of matter. But as a master, it acts upon matter. So the pictures we have of the Golden Age, we see beautiful gardens, and we see that some gardener must have done some work to create such gardeners. And so will there be gardens everywhere, or will there be natural woods and meadows where the plants grow by themselves? And Dadi says, certainly it will be like that. There will be meadows, there will be mountains, there will be rivers, there will be all sorts of things. It won't be just gardens everywhere that are specially planned, but the human souls who want to have gardens, they will make that. So there will be mountains in between, very beautiful small mountains, very nice design, which sometimes look like peacocks. So all the mountains have special shapes, and the lakes of water will also be there. But because everything is pure, they will not give any sorrow, and because all the humans are deities, there will not be any feeling of burden of work or family. Everybody will feel free all the time, and they will move around in the nature. So matter will be an instrument for people, and there will be very beautiful designs in nature, and they will also decorate nature. Gentleman is asking, will people pick the flowers? And Dadi says, of course, when you need to, you pick them, but you won't be destructive towards nature. You won't hurt nature or break things, but you will use the... What about the trees? People will cut the trees? If there are too many, then yes, or they will like to have the trees according to a certain design, so they will remove them if they don't want them to be there, but nobody will be in an angry way try and be harmful to nature.
जो कुछ सफल करना है
जो अपने को जोश आ जाता है ना ये क्या करता है
Sometimes people they get angry and in anger they behave nastily towards the elements of matter or nature but there will not be anything like that and nobody will be unhappy anyway So if they cut it is because of some special purpose Now what about the food Will we eat raw food and fruits and flowers? Will we make pizzas, vegetables? What will we eat? We will eat cooked food, but here this heavy food. They do a lot of things to the food here. There, the food will be very pure. It won't just be fruit and flowers. They will cook food, but it won't be like very heavy, like fried food or. They won't cook things too much. Maybe there won't be heavy spices. It's simple food, but natural taste because the elements are very pure, and so all the food tastes very tasty. But you don't need to cook it much or spice it. Nowadays in Madhuban we use solar energy and there is mostly solar energy in the golden age mostly in that way the renewable resources are not being used up so the sun is always sending its power and so the way you want the sun to work it works and it will be mostly solar energy that's used nowadays we eat a lot of food for power and we do a yoga for mental power there where do people get their energy Dadi says the people know that I am a soul over there but they don't know much detail they know I'm a soul and they stay in the spiritual consciousness as masters they don't have to practice to be soul conscious they are naturally soul conscious they know I'm a soul just as we know we're humans In the same way they know I'm a soul and they know that I'm a master of matter. And whatever happens naturally. So the soul is always aware of its own energy. And do they give food to sustain the body specially? Dadi says there's nothing like weakness of the body so that you have to think about it. Or no illnesses, the bodies will be very healthy. There's no need to make food that specially energizes the body. But the fruits and flowers and everything gives so much food nutritional power to the body that they don't have to pay attention to doing something specially. Nowadays people use a lot of vitamins and minerals. He says that, Daddy says, in the golden age there's no supplements, minerals or medicines because there's no illness. Everyone's healthy, so they don't need to take anything to supplement. The food is filled with energy naturally. So Jantaben says, we'll be free from quite a lot of things. There will be power in the food. So the matter is very powerful and full of energy, so that automatically it empowers the body. There's no need to do anything like do supplements or medicines. Now, we will make food by solar energy, but there, just as we have electricity, what will be the lighting system? She says there will be electricity. We can make electricity from solar energy, and we will use both kinds of electricity, but because matter will not give any sorrow, so in the same way energy, power, electricity will always be there. It won't give you any problem or any harm. It will be under your control. Whatever controlling we do now, we will get the fruit of that in the golden age. Now, the question is, the scenes that you see of the golden age, take the colors of the flowers now, they're very beautiful. Will there be any difference in the colors of the flowers here and in the golden age? Or if something has its own weight, the body has weight, do we have the same kind of weight over there in the golden age? So one is about color. She says the colors will be very beautiful. Whatever colors attract people and that are needed for people, all those colors will be there. But there won't be any new colors that don't exist here. Whatever the colors are, they're here. But here the colors are sometimes a bit dull, sometimes they're all right, sometimes a bit withered and faded. So there the colors won't be faded and withered. Everything will give sorrow, nothing will give sorrow. For example, flowers. We have very beautiful flowers now, and after a few days they die. She said the flowers won't wither and die, but the person who works with the flowers, they know when to change the flowers, but the flowers will not just wither and die before they get changed. In the confluence age, we speak of the earth as a mother. If we have a good relationship with the Mother Earth now, so even now, in our spiritual practice, will we get some kind of sustenance from matter or cooperation? We will not get any disturbance from nature. Sometimes here, nature sometimes disturbs you, too hot, cold, too hot. Sometimes you feel that it's a very beautiful day, but there nature will not give you any harm. We will be the masters of nature. And so nature will never give sorrow to its master. Suppose today I do some sin to the earth, will there be a reaction to me? Like today, I feel I shouldn't hurt Mother Earth, so would I get any help? So Daddy says, if you give sorrow to anyone, you will get the result of that. There will not be any natural calamities, but here Anyone who is careful with nature and matter, they will get rights there. And secondly, matter is always acting according to the correct rules. And so you don't need to think much or be concerned about matter.
So
if we want to move forward spiritually, we should also be careful not to hurt nature. And Adi says, definitely, you shouldn't give any sorrow to any people or to the nature. Some people say that you go to see some beautiful scenery, or you go to visit some places which are very beautiful in nature. Now, will we go to see things? Will we go and see any natural scenes to please our eyes? That he says, not that much, because there's no sorrow, there's no need to refresh yourself and go for some special happiness. And in the confluence age, should we? In confluence age, Baba says, if you go because of desire, that's not right, but if your body needs some pure air or something, then you should do that. We don't go for desire that matter should please us. In the golden age, is there any give and take in the golden age? We take from nature, we give to nature. Dadi says it's a very automatic thing because we remain in soul consciousness there and we don't have any vices. So automatically nature receives happiness through us and we receive happiness in nature. There is no sorrow. So what kind of happiness do we receive? Now we receive the fruit of having done yoga to purify the elements. You see, we don't have to do anything to nature. We don't have to love it because it's automatic. The love is automatic. I am the master of nature, I am the soul, that awareness is there. The knowledge that we have here is, we understand the subtle secrets, and the dharana of those subtle secrets is with us automatically, so we don't have to do anything particular for nature. We don't even have the question of whether nature should be nice to us or we should be nice to nature. Okay. There we will all be healthy, but in the confluence age, should I be careful to keep this body strong and healthy? It is right to keep your body in good order, but if you have attachment to the body and you get very caught up in the quality of your body, there automatically, because we do yoga and everything, there is the power of that yoga is received in this physical body that we are using now. When we sit in yoga, there's definitely a healing impact. When Baba says, have yoga, then there's an effect of that yoga, which is like a medicine affecting your body. In the same way, whatever it is in nature, there's nothing that gives sorrow. There's no question of us giving or taking sorrow or happiness over there. Daddy, you said that this body receives power through yoga. Today, someone sent me an email. The person's mother had open heart surgery and a lot of pain. And they've been practicing yoga for many years. The daughter says about the mother that the mother says that it has become difficult to have yoga due to the pain because the body is, or the pain of the body is pulling. When there is a vibration of peace and power, that sister can receive benefit. So, because of the company and remembrance of Baba, Baba is merciful and compassionate. Baba can help her at such a time to lighten the karmic burden, so Baba's remembrance can help, but it's not possible to expect that through yoga it will be completely overcome, but you will get some help. So the body pulls because of pain. This is a settlement of karmic account that's going on. It can be relieved with yoga. If the attention goes to yoga more than to the pain, there will be a difference. If you are concerned about the pain, of course you can't have yoga. If I have kept the body in good order, not because of attachment, is there an effect of that in the future? And if today, if I don't take care of my body, is there an effect in the future? Daddy says, in the future, elements of matter will be pure, and so you will get the benefit of that. Even if you didn't do it here, but totally in the golden age, the atmosphere of nature is that it is pure. And even if you don't do anything about it now, but totally all of us have made the elements of matter pure, so we will get the benefit of that. We will get the benefit. But the effort of yoga that you do now will be that you'll be able to benefit from yoga. You will feel your pain less. If I have fixed my health through yoga, in future will I get a good body? Yes. If I haven't taken care of my body, will I still get a good body? You will get a good body. And elements of matter, because they're pure, they will help you. We will be in purity, we will get the benefit of that. So Jendiben says, if we take care of this body or not, we'll anyway get a good body over there. It doesn't matter. We'll not have any illnesses, there will not be untimely death. Because you would have done some or another good karma here, and so we will get benefited. So Gentiban says, we have to focus on doing pure action and not to worry so much about the body. Baba says, according to the present time, you should do what is needed to keep your body in good order, not because of desire. Naturally, if you take care, it will be better. But Jantiben says it's more important to do a charitable action than take care of your body. She says if you do a lot of pure action, then you will anyway get a good body. She says everybody will get a good body. Good karma or not, you will still get a good body. For example, somebody serves powerfully with their body, they will definitely get the fruit of that. And maybe they don't have so much knowledge, but they will experience being merged in love with Baba. So you will definitely get the fruit of any kind of good thing that you do. So there you will get the fruit of that, definitely. So now, service of the mind. Dadi, do you serve the elements of nature? She says, I serve nature and I also serve souls. Because elements of matter are becoming purified, so my physical health has to be good for service, because if you are sick, it stops the service. So for that, we want to keep the elements of matter in good order, so that there won't be any obstacles in service. When you hear about any natural calamity like a tsunami or an earthquake, so at that time, do you do special yoga for giving attention and love to the elements? I give both to the elements of matter and to the souls who are there and who are affected by that. They're all different. The atmosphere of the center has to be very powerful, and so there are many reasons which mean that we have to have very good yoga. Sometimes people ask us what we do when there's a natural calamities. We have a lot of activity when there are, and so we send water and special help, physical help. But in foreign countries, we're not so organized, but we can give the donation of yoga. Dadi says the donation of yoga is very important because it changes the atmosphere. You can definitely give the power of yoga. So when something comes, any calamity, is it at that time that we give a yoga donation, or is it that we do it as a general principle every week, every day? We give special time to give cooperation to nature through yoga. Baba has been saying that we have to take out some time for yoga, for special pure action through which your life can be happy and the atmosphere will be good.
Now,
we have given such cooperation, such donation of yoga, the light and might of God to the elements of matter. Is there an connection that in the future? Dadi says no, it will not be personal like that, but the elements of matter will give happiness to everyone. There will be no sign of any difficulty. So whatever service we're doing is not just for the self, but it is for everyone and for the whole world.
Dadi Prakash Mani ji ke dekh ke tyag ke baad
bhog lagaya. After Dadi left the body and we offered bhog, At that time, through you, Baba had given a message that the five elements also had come in front of the soul of Dadi to salute her. So what had been Dadi's relationship with matter so that the elements of matter came to salute her? Because Dadi had never given any sorrow to matter, no matter what the situation, no matter what took place, she never got upset by anything. She made everyone peaceful, she made any accident peaceful, elements of matter had received benefit from Dadi, and because of that they were bound to show her respect. The stage of Dadi was such, though she had sorrow, suffering, but she took medicine, but she took it in such a way that was for the benefit of the body, but she was not affected by pain in the body. But she knew, I have a body, so I have to take these various products to sustain the body, to repair the body. So Dadi had given a lot of happiness to the elements of matter, so they came to salute her. For Baba, we heard that Baba had special love for the garden, and the gardener would tell very beautiful things. For many, many years he lived after Baba, and Baba used to say that we should walk on the earth with light feet, not heavy feet. Elements of matter are our companions. And so because of that, why should we hurt them or harm them by being heavy with them? We are the masters, and so the master can never give any sorrow to matter. This is why Baba says, whoever is with you, and whether it's people or whether it's matter, you must not give any sorrow to any.
Baba jhupri mein,
in the heart, Baba used to, in the morning, I had gone and I had seen this, and Baba had given toli to the Baba let the toli pieces that had fallen down and said, my daughter will come and eat the toli, the little sparrow. So Baba had a lot of love for all the animals. And by chance the toli falls down. A few times she came to Baba, and Baba saw this little sparrow who came and ate toli. Baba always used to think, all are his children, and so this is my child, but she must also be hungry. And so with love, Baba had said this, and then she got the habit, and so he said, leave that toli so she can come and take it. So now, what is the total relationship with nature? Baba was not under the influence of matter, but as a master, he had never given it any sorrow. You told me once that if there's any animal that you give love, then that animal will come to you with a lot of love. Naturally, the animals will respond to you according to how you treat them. Because this is our creation, whether it's birds or animals, the elements of matter and everything in nature is our creation. So we are the masters, we must never give sorrow.
वो संगम युग के द्वारा ही शुरू होती.
There are many things in bhakti which start in the confluence age. They say that the cows, they call them like mothers and they believe so much in them. In other countries, they don't consider cows sacred. Daddy says because in Bharat, there is a lot of bhakti and the cows give milk. The birds don't give milk. That can sustain, but the cow is mother and gives milk. So the mother gives milk, so they call her a mother. The cow also serves, doesn't give any trouble, stays very peacefully. So she is like a mother, and this is why they consider the cow as a mother and they give a lot of regard.
वैसे हम कहते हैं जैसे अभी आपने कहा कि जो पशु पंछी है वो
हमारी रचना है. Now you said that the element all of nature is our creation.
अभी जो रचना है.
So this creation, nature, the natural world, including the sun. In some places, the sun is so strong and so hot that people die. Otherwise, water is very cool, but nowadays water comes with so much flooding and it against people like the tsunami in Japan. Why has matter become so violent? Daddy says because people have become violent, and also the way people are influences matter. People have become very devilish, and so the elements of matter are inspired by that. So Jayanti Ben says this means that, or does this mean that can yoga, through yoga, how can the elements of matter become very pure again? Because they have become tamopradhan. What is the mechanism that enables it to become pure through yoga? All these natural calamities, we say they have to become pure and then they wouldn't do calamities. Daddy says it's the element, the vibrations of people that affects the elements of matter. So in the Iron Age, the vibrations are very bad, and this is why the elements of matter are acting this way. But in the Golden Age, people will be very pure, and so there's an influence on matter, and therefore it behaves accordingly. So everything in matter is dependent on the quality of people. So if our vibration is pure, then it's automatic. Basically going to change the nature of matter. The last question, now we're at 7:30. This last question is, at this time people believed,
कलयुग में अभी जो समय है हम मानते हैं कि जितनी वैरायटी हो.
They say there should be a lot of variety of flowers and grains, and that when there's a lot of variety, then the elements of matter are considered better. But in the Golden Age, there will be less variety of animals and so on. So Daddy says there will not be quite so many animals. There will not be animals that give sorrow.
Variety hai phoolon ki.
What about the fruits and grains? will there be? She says there won't be any trees with thorns. There won't be trees. There will be trees which are very colorful, very soft, very green, luscious. They will be there. Thank you, Daddy, very much. You can wave with one hand.